pitch to Schrader. That breaking ball kind of makes him lunge back a little bit, and it's a called strike. And one and two.
That buckles you a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Outside, and two and two. But isn't there a song like, it only hurts for a little while? That's what they tell me. That's what they say. Something like that. Were they talking about getting beamed by a baseball, or was that they were talking about something else? As Schrader lines a base hit to right center field. Gray is going to take third. He's scooting along the way. Weston Brinkman misses the cutoff, and Schrader did not see that in time. Otherwise, he could have taken second base easily. So first and third for the Flames. Nobody out. And I cannot see if there's anybody getting loose at all for Lake Henry. And Don, we had that discussion. Who does Lake Henry have for pitching yet?
Well, I'm not sure about Aaron Cervelka. He's DHing tonight, so I would imagine he'd probably be a possibility. Trying to think here.
Jason Camston, obviously, yet. As Zierden lines a base hit to right field, and that's going to tie this ball game up. Big turn by Schrader at second. He'll hang on, and it's 3-3. He has three consecutive hits off of Carter Wessel and Keith Leeser out of the dugout.
Sam up for pitches also for Lake Henry.
And the Lakers drafted who?
Tyler Hoffman.
Tyler Hoffman from Greenwald, so that is an option.
Grant Ludwig is also a pitcher.
That's right.
Grant Ludwig High School. Sam Hupfer pitched for Painesville Bulldogs.
Right. Yep. Actually, I saw Sam pitch when he was a sophomore, going to be a junior, and pitched against Regal in the St. Martin.
Right.
That St. Martin Lake Henry Stearns County Classic. And he pitched very well against
Regal.
Yeah. So the Flames, still with nobody out, have tied this one up in the fifth. 3-3. You know, Lake Henry's looking back too, Don. They left the bases loaded in the first, bases loaded in the second. It was their opportunity to really break that one open early, and the Farming Flames have just battled back. And here's an attempted bunt, and Tyler Schrader doesn't get away in time. That ball rolls away from Shane Campson. Tyler could have taken third.
I think so. He didn't see the ball, I don't think, and I don't think Cody actually knew where it went either. They helped him out a little bit.
Cody Foray, he was looking to sacrifice on that first pitch, but it was so far inside, it went off the glove of Shane Campson. Josh Campson coming in. Cody Foray, not a very good attempt to bunt it there. That was ball two, but he fouled it off.
You know, on a pitch like that, even if you do bunt it, I don't think you're going to bunt it fair.
Right, that was so far inside.
I don't think you can.
One ball, one strike to Foray. Runners take their lead. Schrader at second. Zierden at first. Pitch. That's inside for a ball. That time Cody pulled back, and it's 2-1. So Carter Wessel has kept everything in on Cody Foray here these first three pitches. And Cody's ahead in the count. Two balls in the strike. Wessel's pitch. Foray puts a punt down the third base line, and it's a good punt. Grant Ludwig has to field it, the throw to first, in time to get Cody Foray. But normally Grant Ludwig would hold on that play, Don, but that was so hard to punt. He had to field it, didn't he?
That bunt,
it was almost like a ground ball.
That's bunted a little bit softer. They don't get anybody.
They don't get anybody, right? But if it's bunted a little harder, Grant Ludwig steps on the bag and gets a board.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So they had a rotation because Josh was charging from first base also. I think the corners were coming.
Sacrifice punt there. Here's left-handed hitting Brad Mergen. With runners at second and third, and the pitch a strike called, 0-1. Schrader at third. Kyle Zierden at second. The infield is in on the grass. Hope they get a ground ball that they can get an out on and hold those runners. Pitch to Brad Mergen, a called strike, and 0-2 to Mergen. Brad is 1-for-2 tonight with a run scored. I think Carter Wessel got a little gift there from the home plate umpire.
Brad didn't say much, but I think he was thinking.
Brad's thinking I might have to pitch later. 0-2. And just a little bit high as Shane Campson holds the glove there. That was a nice pitch. And 1-2 to Mergen. The bugs are starting to come out in full force here at Schlaper Brothers Field. See them up by the light towers. 1-2, Mergen will follow it off. The count stays 1-2 as he follows it off over by the first base dugout.
Oh, you've seen that curveball enough now.
And 4 straight pitches. Infielders in on the grass. 1-2. Carter Wessel ready. The pitch on the way to Mergen. Outside a ball and 2-2. On deck for the Flames, it's pitcher Adam Winkles.
Do we know what he can do?
Yes, we do. 2-2 to Mergen. Pitch. Inside a ball and 3-2. Shane Campson trying to frame it for the home plate umpire. 3-2. Brad's got to be protecting here because there was a couple close pitches. There was Wessel's pitch, and Mergen drives it foul down the right field line. Down into that right field corner. Boy, he waited a long time on that pitch.
He did.
Runners lead from second and third. One out, tie ball game at 3s, and the pitch is outside. And now the count is full. 3-2.
Well, that's ball 4.
Or is it ball 4? Yes, it is.
Brad thought it was ball 3.
Brad thought it was ball 3, yeah. He just kind of stood there.
We thought, I want to hit this. I don't want to walk.
So that's going to load him up, and Keith Leeser's coming out.
That'll almost be it for Carter.
We're going to get a pitching change.
Aaron Cebelco.
Cebelco will come out of the dugout. A pitching change for the Lake Henry Lakers here in the fifth inning. A tie ball game, 3-3. Carter Wessel leads with the bases loaded and one out. We'll take a 1-minute timeout here on KASM.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Top of the fifth inning, and Lake Henry has worked themselves into a little bit of a jam here with one out. Farming has tied it up 3-3. Don, we got a pitching change.
Aaron Cebelco, who was a DH, will come in to pitch now. Carter Wessel exits the game here in the fifth inning, so the DH will be done.
And it brings Adam Winkles to the plate. Adam 1-for-2 tonight. He had a 2-run homer off of starter Carter Wessel back in the second inning. He struck out in the fourth inning. Batting here in the fifth with the bases loaded, one out, and the pitch to Winkles. He's low for a ball.
You see what Adam Winkles can do. He's got some torque. He's got some good power to, you know, pretty much all fields, I think, the way it looks to me.
Pitch is high for a ball, and 2-0.
I have talked to somebody where Aaron wasn't pitching as much anymore, and he said he's been having some trouble with control.
It's a little bit high in 3-0. So no room for Winkles here. Aaron Sabalco coming out.
Here, Adam Winkles, you got to take some pitches here.
Absolutely. Two balls, one strike. Or three balls, one strike, excuse me. 3-1, Sabalco rocks and fires, and Winkles goes after that high fastball, pulls it out of play, and the count full at 3-2.
I think he might have just swung at ball four there.
Have to agree. Well, we got listeners behind the barbershop in Richmond. It's Ronnie Schreipel, the ringleader, and his crew behind the barbershop. They can't wait for Richmond to take on the winner of this game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, they say.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Have a toast. As Winkles pops this one up down the right field line, chasing it is Josh Campson, and it's out of play.
I'm out of room fairly quick down there. The further you go down, the quicker it kind of curves itself in about, what, halfway is the right field?
Mm-hmm. Again, this game available on 1150 AM on 105.5 HD2 on 107.7 FM. Winkles chops this one foul down the third baseline to stay alive in 3-2. A lot of you that can't get Chasm later at night, turn it to 107.7 FM and pick up our broadcast there. Of course, you have a smartphone, you can follow us on the stream at chasm.com, mychasm.com, excuse me. Here's a pop-up down the right field line, not calling a infield fly. Here's the throw by Jason Campson to the plate, and safe after tagging from third base was the farming base runner, Tyler Schrader.
Wow, good play there.
I don't know, Jason kind of grabbed his arm after he threw that, too. I don't know if he hurt himself because he let that go at a really odd angle.
Good heads up running by
all the runners,
Schrader.
They all moved up.
Yes.
Jason Campson caught it, the second baseman, down the right field line. But it's a sacrifice fly as Schrader tagged and scored. And the runners move up, like I said, to second and third because that throw came home. Here's Mitchell Thielen. He bats with two outs and two on. Aaron Sabalco's pitch, and Thielen swings over the top. That curveball, one ball, one strike.
That looked wicked, didn't it?
That had some nasty break to it. Aaron Sabalco delivers, and a strike called at the knees. And one ball, two strikes. 4-3 farming here in the fifth. Two outs, and Thielen swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Flames. They score two runs on three hits, no errors, and two left on base. We played 4.5, farming 4, Lake Henry 3. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you from Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming to the bottom of the fifth inning. Farming with a 4-3 lead over the Lake Henry Lakers. And for Lake Henry, it'll be Nick Dingman, Adam Yeager, and Grant Ludwig facing right-hander Adam Winkles. Winkles has given up 4 hits, but he has walked 6. The pitch a little bit low, ball 1.
Still kind of trying to figure out the strike zone here a little bit. It's kind of evasive. Boy, I tell you, the first 2 pitches there are not missing by much, are they?
I don't know where they were. But Cody Ferre caught him right behind the plate. Dingman flashes one to right field. That's a base hit into the corner. He'll leg it out for 2. Picked up by Kyle Dearden, and Nick Dingman with a leadoff double for the Lakers here in the 5th.
I keep eyeballing that right field line there. He likes to go that way, so.
I just got a feeling, Don, 4-3 is not going to be the final
score. Oh, no.
Both teams just.
Brad Mergen's going to get loose here, so I would say Winkles is going to probably be on a short leash here right now.
Here's left-handed hitting Adam Yeager. As Adam Winkles looks back to second, and the pitch to Yeager is high for a ball, 1-0. The count. Nick Dingman out at second. Winkles pitch. Yeager takes a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. Adam Winkles pitch. And that one coming at us here. That went right between the press box and the grandstand.
I think we're safe.
And it was more closer to Randy Rotz than in any other person. 2 balls, 2 strikes. As Dingman takes his lead, and another shot over the grandstand. Adam's not missing by much. You know, I gave the kid the Albany and W gift certificate earlier.
Yeah, well, he maybe wants another one.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Time called by Adam Yeager.
Now you get 2 of them. Now I will back.
You think he's got that out of his system?
I'm not positive on that yet.
And a swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Winkles reared back and brought some gas there and 1 out.
Well, and that swing and a miss, at least I almost had Randy in my lap.
I pulled muscles I didn't know I had. 4 strikeouts for Adam Winkles tonight. That'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate with 1 out and 1 on. Pitch low for a ball. 1-0.
I think what they'd like to do here is they'd like to see Adam Winkles get out of this inning so they could give Brad a fresh start in an inning.
I agree, yeah. Ludwig takes a strike call, and 1-1. Now, Brad Mergen threw a couple innings today in relief.
Yes, he did.
So I think it's just a matter of getting that arm a little loose again from that relief stint, right?
Yeah, I would think that'd be kind of tough, but I think 2 innings you should be able to do it.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them come rolling down this way, so either the catcher ain't catching them or he's throwing them in the dirt.
Here's Ludwig, ground ball to second. Mitchell Thielen picks it up, throws to first. We have a 4-3 put out of Grant Ludwig. Nick Dingman goes to third. And left-handed hitting Weston Brinkman coming up to the plate.
Well, you can say that's a good at-bat. You get the guy over to third base.
Yeah.
You get it on the right side there, so you advance him. You know, bad pitch or one in the dirt, anything could score that run.
Weston Brinkman so far tonight, 0-1. Strikeout back in the first inning, and then a sacrifice bunt in the third. And the pitch to Brinkman is high for a ball from Winkle. 1-0, leadoff hitter Shane Campson on deck. One out to count. Pitch goes off of the glove of Foray. Breaking is Dingman, and he's going to score as he takes that throw right in his back. But it ties the game up at 4, Don, and there you go. You just said it.
Yeah.
You just said it. That ground ball to second put Nick Dingman at third.
Anything can happen from there.
Have to call you like the Swami. Swami Heinen, I mean, predictor of all.
Do I have to wear a dumb hat?
Yeah, maybe that goes with it. 4-4, we got a new ball game here in the fifth inning. Weston Brinkman at the plate to count 2 balls, no strikes. And Weston tries to put a bunt down that third baseline as Aaron Eich was playing back. And the count at 2-1. Well, it's one strike. Winkle's ready. The right-hander rocks and fires. The pitch is high for a ball and 3-1. Three-one the count. Nobody on for Lake Henry, but they've scored a run here in the fifth. There's strike two right down the middle, and the count is full.
He's got to do that the same thing here again, Adam. He's got to work on Weston Brinkman here. He doesn't want to work to that top of the order.
3 balls, 2 strikes. And Brinkman takes high, ball 4. And Winkles issues his 7th walk tonight. And Dale Schrader pops out of the dugout. Shane Campson coming up to the plate. Looks like that grass is getting a little bit wet.
I think so. Yep, I think Brad is going to come.
And they're going to make a pitching change there. They're bringing Brad Mergen in here in the fifth inning. A tie game at 4-4. With the pitching change, let's take a 1-minute timeout here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Serving central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Pitching change for the Farming Plains. In the bottom of the fifth inning, our game is tied 4-4. And Donald, some defensive changes for Farming.
Brad Mergen will come in after being the DH. He will take over the mound duties. I believe Adam Winkles left the game here. Greg Klein will go to right field. Kyle Zirin will move over to center field. I believe that's the changes.
Cody Foray, that last pitch that Brad Murray threw, he caught that awkwardly, and I think either his fingers went numb or they got bent back a little bit in that catcher's mitt.
I think they got bent back up.
Left-handed hitting Shane Campson takes the first pitch from Mergen. Inside a ball, 1-0.
Left-handed hitting Shane Campson, hard-throwing Brad Mergen, lefty.
1-0 the count. Brinkman leads from first. Mergen's pitch it hit Shane Campson, and he's going to go to first. So a hit by pitch.
It only hurts for a little while.
That's what they tell me.
That's what they say.
But I think they were talking about love.
Oh.
Yeah. Or losing your love.
Okay.
I think that's what the song was referring to. Pat Quaid at the plate, and they pitch a ball, 1-0. And there's probably more experts out there that know more than me.
There ain't too many, though.
You can let me know.
Yeah.
Cards and letters, address them. Randy Rothstein, care of Don Heinen.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and the pitch by Mergen goes all the way to the backstop. And it comes right back to Cody Ferre. The runners move up to second and third. I think Cody could have thrown the second yet.
I think he had a good chance.
Yeah, this might be a place, too. Don was saying maybe walk him. Jason Campson's up on deck. Tie ball game. 2-0 the count to Matt Quaid. Brad Mergen in relief. Pitch outside a ball and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And outside ball four, and Quaid's going to walk. So, after that leadoff double by Nick Dingman, Harmon was able to get the next two batters out. Then a walk to Weston Brinkman. Shane Campson hit by a pitch. Now a walk to Matt Quaid. And the first pitch, a ball to Jason Campson. And Harmon needs some strikes here. Brad Mergen, 1-0 the count to Jason Campson. Pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 1-1.
We had a wild pitch in there, too, that scored Dingman, didn't we?
We did, yeah. One ball, one strike. Mergen comes home. There's strike two. One ball, two strikes to Jason Campson.
Didn't know this one. Well, he would be in a stretch the whole time out. He could go into the windup, but I don't think he wants to.
Campson swings and misses. The ball dropped by Cody Ferre, and he's going to touch. Nope, Jason just has retreated already, so
yep.
That will do it. Mergen comes in and gets the strikeout that Farming was looking for, and that does it for Lake Henry. They score one run on one hit, no errors, and three left on base. They have less than base runners tonight after five innings. 4-4, Lake Henry and Farming. We're back in a minute.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Pev's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork has low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Don and Randy back with you. Don is gloating about something that Mary Heinen said you were right. I guess you were.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, a squirrel finds a nut and stores it for the winter.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Aaron Eich will lead off the sixth inning for the Farming Flames. And a foul back to the screen and 0-1.
Really look at this right now. Now we got a new left-hander in there, and Seville could come in last inning. We got another left-hander that come in last inning, so it's a brand-new ball game. It could be a pitcher's duel here the rest of the way.
It could be. Pitch that bounces away from Shane Campson, one ball, one strike. One, one the count. Pitch, curveball, length, ground ball to Quaid. It's short. That one comes up hard on Quaid in his gut. The throw to first, scooped out by Josh Campson, but Ike's going to beat it out. Going to rule it an error on Quaid. That was a tough little short hop that came up in his gut. Is that a ball, though, maybe a charge?
Absolutely, yeah. You sit back because you got a good arm, you know, and that's when that second hop's going to probably eat you up. So I think in that case, you take a one or two steps, charge that first hop,
yep.
And
bring Dylan Ponick to the plate. Dylan, so far tonight, 0-for-1. Shows a little butt, pulls back. And 1-0 the count to Dylan. One ball, no strikes. Taylor Ferre on deck for Farming. Aaron Sabelko kicks and delivers, and Ponick puts a bunt down the first baseline. This is a good bunt.
They're not going to get him.
Throw in there, safe at first, says the base umpire. Yeah, Sabelko didn't get off the mound
very quick
there, did he?
No. And then he had to go field it on the first baseline and turn around and throw it to first, and for being a left-hander. Well, I think you just keep doing that, don't you?
Bring Taylor Ferre to the plate. Taylor looking down to Dale Schrader. As the sign. Ferre looks to bunt, pulls back, and it's inside a ball, 1-0.
Ooh, I almost thought that hit him.
One ball, no strikes to Ferre. Luxembourg is stomping Clear Lake 12-0 in the top of the fourth. Oh. That's a state qualifier game. Ferre puts a bunt down the third baseline, forcing Grant Ludwig to field his throw to first in time. What a nice bunt.
Wow, bunted that hard, huh?
Almost like a swinging bunt that we saw earlier.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Playing some small ball here, Farming.
So a good sacrifice by Taylor Ferre.
Tyler Schrader.
And left-handed hitting Tyler Schrader to the plate. One out, two on, 4-4 game here in the sixth. Tyler so far tonight, 1-for-2, had a base hit in his last at-bat. First time facing Aaron Sabelko. Hits a ball inside in 1-0. Shane Campson throws that sign down. And Schrader follows it back and out of play. Might be a dead ball. Fans watching it. Don't got a real good angle on the cemetery here, but
I don't think that made that, did it?
One ball, one strike. Schrader takes low for a ball and 2-1.
I think it was by the chow line.
By the chow?
Okay. Yeah, maybe not.
Two balls, one strike. Runners lead from second and third for Farming. Schrader swings and misses. Strike two, 2-2. Two outs, two strikes.
Very pleasant out tonight, isn't it, compared to this afternoon? It was hot.
2-2 the count. Aaron Sabelko ready. That infield in on the grass. The pitch. Schrader, ground ball foul down the third baseline. The count stays at 2-2. Don, have you told your wife, Mary, that if a foul ball comes, that ball could go through that packet of folders, papers?
Nope.
Nope.
So hot in the blow.
Schrader swings and misses. He is out on strikes. That'll bring another left-handed hitting Kyle Dearden to the plate. Two outs.
Thank you, Kyle Dearden.
Aaron Ike still on third. Dylan Ponick at second. The Flames have those two runners on with nobody out. Now Zierden batting with two outs. Infield moving back again, and Zierden takes low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
There's a plethora of left-handers, isn't there?
That's a great word. Yeah, you learned that from Joe Gill. Swing and a miss by Kyle Zierden.
Shows my hero.
And 1-1. Oh, boy. Trying to inflate his ego even more.
Yeah.
You like him. You like the guy.
Absolutely.
And Zierden pops this up down the left field line. This is tough play. Grant Ludwig with his back to the infield.
Dropped it.
He bobbled it in foul territory. Oh, that was close. That must have come straight up. He just about made a great catch.
Boy, that stays fair, two-run score, I think.
Oh, yeah. One ball, two strikes, the count to zero.
Great opportunity for Farming here.
Sabalco has the sign from Campson. Here's his pitch. And on the outside corner, strike three. Zierden is caught looking, and that will end the Flames' six. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on. We play 5.5, 4-4, Lake Henry and Farming. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents, or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Don and Randy back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming.
What has been base runners left on base here tonight, Randy?
What has Lake Henry left on?
11 left on for Lake Henry in the first five innings, and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 left on by Farming through 6.
Wow. A lot of base runners. That is a lot of base runners. Left-handed hitting Aaron Sabalco makes his way to the plate.
Wear the wheels out on this chair.
And the pitch to Sabalco is a ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Bergen's pitch, and this is blooped to short. Taylor Frey coming in, makes the catch. Little basket catch down by his ankles, and one out.
This went the other way, though.
Yeah. Josh Campson steps to the plate. One out. Josh so far tonight, 0-for-2 with a walk sandwiched in there. And the strike called on the inside corner, 0-1 to Josh. Game tied 4-4, bottom of the sixth. Bergen's pitch is high for a ball in 1-1. Andy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you tonight here on KASM. Pitch inside to Josh Campson, now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Brad Mergen on in relief of Adam Winkles delivers, and that's inside 3-1.